On this eve, we celebrate the eve, the vigil of the external feast, as it is called, of Corpus Christi. Now, Corpus Christi, the real feast, the authentic feast, was on last Thursday, according to the decrees of His Holiness Pope Urban IV. After many miracles had led and many requests from saints and bishops had led to his proclaiming this feast, which our Lord told St. Juliana of Liege was something that was missing. He appeared to her, and he was like the sun or the moon, and it was beautiful and bright, but in its midst was a black dot, a very ugly black dot. So she asked him, "Lord, what is the meaning of this?" And he said, "The meaning of this is that there is something missing in the liturgy of the church, and you must ask the bishop, and he must ask the pope." And that which was missing was a feast in honor of the Blessed Sacrament. Now, ultimately speaking, every Mass is a feast of the Blessed Sacrament. And all the other feasts, whether they be during Lent or Passiontide or Easter or Pentecost, they are feasts of the Blessed Sacrament. But not one of them focuses on that Blessed Sacrament. In the meantime, many apparitions, many miracles began to happen everywhere, in Spain, in Portugal, in Belgium, in Italy, of the Blessed Sacrament, one after the other, one more wonderful than the other. All of us, we still have today. And they have been examined of recent years by scientists with the permission of the popes. And the most remarkable things have been found. Among others is the fact that the blood type is the same blood type for all of them. If this was man-made, it would not be the case. And it is the same blood type as the blood found on the Shroud of Turin. In addition, of course, not then, but now, there was a miracle recently where someone who was, unfortunately, which is this new custom that has arisen, which is contrary to the will of God, of communion in the hand, somebody dropped the host and left it in a pew. Because if it's that easy to get, what difference does it make? And someone saw it and got the priest. And the priest immediately retrieved the host as he is supposed to do and put it in the little cup that's always next to the tabernacle, the ablution cup, for it to melt. Because once the substance of the bread is dissolved, it is no longer the Eucharist. But as long as the substance remains, it is the Eucharist. It is the body of the Lord. And so, a couple of days later, he went back to the ablution cup to test, to see if it had dissolved yet. And it was pink. And it was not dissolving. So he wondered, and he said, "Well, wait a day or two." He came back, and it was bright red, like a piece of flesh. He told the bishop, which at that time, in that case, happened to be the Archbishop of Buenos Aires, Cardinal Bergoglio, now Pope Francis. And he obtained permission to send a piece of this host to a friend of his in New York City, who was part of a laboratory, a very sophisticated laboratory, where they had nuclear microscopes. And so he sent a tiny little sliver. This in itself is quite a thing, because every single piece, no matter how small, of the host it is still the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ. And so the friend received it. It was sent with great care and reverence, and he received it, and he put it under his microscope, and he called him on the phone immediately, and he says, "What is it that you have sent to me?" And he said, "It is a piece of the host that refuses to dissolve, and it gets brighter and brighter all the time, like a piece of flesh." And he says, "Well, it is a piece of flesh. It is a piece of the heart of a man." And then he said, "Oh my goodness." And then he says, "Well, we're not done yet. This flesh that you have sent to me is still beating like a heart, throbbing like a heart. It is living." But a wondrous miracle. Now, all these miracles in the past, and there are more in the present because faith is ceasing. It's disappearing from most Catholics. And forget about all the others that don't believe anything anyway. And unless you believe in the Eucharist, unless you belong to His one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, then there is no salvation. That is the teaching of the Church forever. What difference does it make that you believe in Jesus Christ and you love Him if you refuse to believe what He is telling you? If you do not believe in His body and blood, in His sacrament? Impossible. And so the Holy Father proclaimed this feast. And he got two saints to write the liturgy, most of which we still have. Now we have it, all of it, in the Mass, which we celebrate tomorrow at 10:30, the Gregorian Rite of the Mass. The Mass of the ages, since the time of the Apostles and St. Gregory the Great. And the beautiful sequence that you heard, which I hope you will meditate upon on your own. We don't have time. And I don't have, my voice is going quickly. It's still not well by any means. That particular sequence contains in itself the whole teaching of the faith of the Church regarding the Blessed Sacrament. It is one of the most beautiful pieces of liturgy and of the liturgy that we have ever seen. And it was written by St. Thomas Aquinas. The other saint, St. Bonaventure, the Franciscan doctor, tore his up and said, "You have by far outdone me." And so to this day, and every time we have benediction or Eucharistic processions, we use parts and hymns from this liturgy. Deus tantum ergum, and nos salutaris gloria, and other things, panis angelicus, all of those things come from the hand of St. Thomas Aquinas, the greatest theologian of the Church. And so today we venerate this great and wondrous mystery. This mystery, which cannot be understood totally, just like the Trinity, which we celebrated last week. But it must be accepted, it must be believed, and it must be worshipped. Other than that, it is a sacrilege, a great offense against God, a great sin against God, and can only garnish us damnation and hell. So read these words, read them carefully, pray them, and see exactly what it is that we are doing here, and whom it is that we are worshiping here. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.